Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, every Monday morning, we like to bring you a little PMI, a positive, a minus, and something interesting to start your day. Who has the P today?
I got the P.
Get that P.
And it's also an update to a story we talked about. Remember last month, it was before we went on vacation, we talked about the big bear that had essentially made its way into that man's home in California.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like an unwanted tenant in the basement. Remember the bear crawled into his basement and wouldn't get out, and he was like having such a time finding a way to get this bear out of his basement. So a month later, this male black bear is still underneath this guy's home. And here's the thing, is he crawled his way in there because hibernation, and he found a crawl space that the window was kind of ajar, and he pulled it off and he made his way in there. And officials are warning people, hey, if you're in bear country, make sure all of your exits and, you know, entryways are completely sealed, because bears will find a way in there. So he has been trying for over a month to get this bear out of his house. And he had state officials come in. They tried a bunch of different things. This bear did not move.
He didn't put out a bowl of honey?
I know. Well, that doesn't work, apparently.
What?
Like, they're pretty stubborn.
A bowl of porridge?
They're pretty stubborn. And when a bear finds a good place to hibernate,
they're down for the count.
Really hard to get him
if
out of there.
If he's not hurting anything and he's just down there sleeping, just leave him.
He is hurting things, because, like, bears, like, they don't stay asleep the whole time. And this guy, I guess, like, goes in and out of this place looking for food.
What?
And they have video of him. But they have video of him.
Hold up. Yes. We have been told our entire lives since elementary school that bears forage for berries. They fill up. Then they go into a hole and hibernate for the entire winter.
Not the entire winter.
We were always told that they slept in a hole the entire winter.
No.
They go in and out of their hole?
No, yeah.
That's school that you go to.
We were always told that bears disappear for the winter, and then they come out of hibernation in the spring all tired and hungry.
No.
Yes, no. We were told for 1,000 years that bears
especially in the beginning when they haven't done the slumber quite.
This,
like,
is crazy.
You know what I mean? Like,
science has new findings, Jer.
Science has new findings.
We're always told that the bears go in the hole for the winter, and then they come out in spring.
There's no in and out.
Very upset. There's more to this story.
Pissed about.
But this part really got
to you. I don't even care.
It's really got to
you. I'm pretty fired up.
Here's the thing.
I was lied to.
Well, was the only.
I am
not
a tool.
The only thing you were lied to as a kid. So you better get over that.
This is crap.
You better get over that.
I'm pissed.
Funny. Okay, so the thing is they did see this bear get in and out of this place, and
he's got the
Katie.
I know.
Like, all right, wrap it up,
Katie.
Let's
move past that. Okay, because, like, seriously, but when he was getting in and out, he caused problems because the gas lines, right? Like,
if you can just see,
like, that's why it wasn't safe for him to just be in there, is because when he was getting in and out, he was creating a lot of damage. So this homeowner, who, by the way, his fire got damaged in the fires they had in California, and then he lost his job. And then
his bear,
or his house. His house got damaged in the fires. And then he lost his job.
This isn't a positive at all.
Well, I'm saying,
why is this a positive?
You're not letting me get to it.
Well, get to it.
Oh, God, his story's taking forever.
I mean, seriously, your little freak out was about 5 minutes of it. Anyway.
That's where we should have left it.
Okay.
Because the school system is lying to us. Bears do not disappear for the entire winter. They go in and out of their holes.
Well, this bear has caused tens of thousands of dollars in damage to this guy's home.
Right.
Okay.
This is not a positive,
so
Katie.
Then, but here's how they got him
God,
out.
There's
they
more.
Did eventually get him out. That's the positive here.
All
is
right.
He found this company in Tahoe that deals with this specifically. And the reason I'm saying this is because this guy had tried for over a month to get this bear out of his home, and this company came in, and in 20 minutes they got the big black bear out by crawling underneath behind him and shooting him in the butt with a paint gun full of vegetable oil, and that got him out of the house. And now
vegetable
he's out of the house. Exactly. Right. And now they're securing the windows and everything so he won't get back into the house. But this man is going to be able to get his life back in order.
Good.
Thanks to
God.
This organization that got the bear out of
the
home.
You know who's not going to get their life back together? Me! Me!
Sometimes, man.
It's very hard to understand.
I am pissed. You don't even know how incredibly thrown off I am about this.
Oh, I see.
Do
it.
Other aminals that go into hibernation come in and out of their
yes,
holes?
None of them sleep for the entire
week.
None of them.
That's a lot of crap. That's all we were told in the 80s.
New science.
You're really worked
science
up
changes.
About this.
I am. Is anyone else thrown off by this? 303-691-1649. This is
okay.
Shocking news to me today.
Okay.
Yeah, Josh, what's the minus?
All right, the minus really quick. This is actually a huge positive for you, Jer, but millennials and Gen Zs hate it. We all know that fashion is very cyclical. However, some fashion trends we don't love, and this one Jeremy does love. Skinny jeans are coming back.
Skinny jeans.
They are absolutely back into the popularity circle right now, which doesn't seem like they were gone for very long. Now, Gen Z and millennials, they love the baggy clothes. They love wearing oversized tees, oversized pants that cover the whole shoes, like the Janko jeans and everything like that. They love those. However, it is showing right now.
Too.
It totally is, but they love the bagginess. I don't know why. So they are not happy about this at all. But it is saying skinny jeans, as per Glamour magazine, says that the skinny jeans are back in. So, Jer, I hope you kept yours.
Oh, yeah.
Did
I still
you?
Wear them.
You still rock them? And you like you love knick-knack in them, too, right?
A tight pair of corduroy pants.
Corduroy?
Ew.
Tight-fitting corduroy pants
aren't
is
even
where
jeans.
It's at.
It's the skinny jeans.
I don't care. Tight corduroy pants.
Well, congrats to everybody that kept their skinny jeans in.
Their legs rubbed together. And it smells like campfire.
What?
Ew.
What are you talking about?
Thank you, Dawn, for texting in. She was taught that bears sleep all winter. Robert says, this is BS, Jeremy. I thought the same thing about bears. Thank you very much, guys, for texting in. Paige even agrees. See, we were lied to for many years. All right.
Interesting. I don't even know if I can get through this.
Right? Is this really threw you for a loop?
A list of the 9 craziest items that TSA confiscated last year came out. Thank God for the TSA. That's all I'm saying. I'll give you a few. Throwing stars were confiscated. Like actual metal blade throwing stars like ninjas use.
Yeah, you
confiscated.
What?
A flashlight that was also a taser. Who is bringing that on the airplane, for God's sakes? A knife hidden in a belt buckle was confiscated before somebody got on a plane. That's scary, but side note, I kind of want one. I want a knife in a belt buckle. It's very James Bond. A comb that doubled as a knife. Some sort of children's toy that they thought was a bomb.
Oh.
Crystal meth hidden in candles.
Oh.
Imagine burning
gonna
those candles.
It's going to get lit. What else? A live turtle in a passenger's pants.
Oh.
Couldn't
careful.
Get away with that with the skinny jeans, I'll tell you
no.
right now. And then how about the last one here on the list? 14 rocket grenades. Were found.
What?
14 of them?
Somebody tried to board an airplane with 14 rocket grenades, and TSA was able to stop them.
Oh, thank goodness for TSA then, because...
Blows my mind.
Man.
Blows my mind.
You're still
worked
up over the bears, aren't you?
I was going to say.
I really am.
They took a bear. They took a bear away.
You were still worked up over this hibernation story.